the highest in 25 years.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The unemployment numbers came out this morning, and they are as bad as was feared. Actually worse. 651,000 jobs lost in February. Unemployment at 8.1%, the highest since 1983, and no end in sight. Marketplace's Dan Gretsch reports.
12.5 million people are now unemployed. That's the highest number since records started being kept in 1940. Analyst Greg McBride is with Bankrate.com.
It's people of all walks of life, in all industries. You know, there are very few places to hide. Even among different levels of education, unemployment has essentially doubled in the last year.
20 states have admitted they can't keep up with the applications for unemployment benefits. Chris Lowe is chief economist with FTN Financial.
There was a job fair in New York City sponsored by Monster.com 2 days ago, and there was a line that stretched for blocks, thousands and thousands of people coming out trying to find something.
Economists say jobless numbers at this massive a scale can become a vicious circle. People get so nervous about losing their jobs, they stop spending. That forces retailers to cut back, driving the jobless rate even higher. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
These days, Wall Street expects bad news. The market is shaking off the unemployment report so far. The Dow, which lost 280 points yesterday, is up 122 points, or 1.8%. The NASDAQ is up 15 points, 1.2%, and the S&P 500 is ahead 13 points, or 2%. Major European markets are mixed. Asian markets were down 2-3% earlier today. Wells Fargo announced this morning it will cut its dividend 85%, down to a nickel. H&R Block says third quarter profits surged as tax filers came in extra early. With the financial fallout accelerating as it is, you might hope our Treasury Department is at full ready. But 5 weeks into his tenure, Secretary Timothy Geithner has yet to name a single top deputy or assistant secretary. Now, two of his senior staff choices have withdrawn their names. The Wall Street Journal is quoting sources saying the two backed out in part because of a vetting process that has dragged on for weeks.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com.
Here's a bit of bright news to counter those grim unemployment numbers. The Census Bureau is looking to hire 1 million people. They've got one of the biggest, most qualified pools of candidates ever. 4.5 million people have lost their jobs since the start of this recession. From Los Angeles, Alex Cohen reports.
McDaniel & Associates.
Sandy McDaniel of Glendale, California, creates public art projects like giant sculptures that mask cell phone towers. But lately, she says, calls from clients have been slowing down.
If it's not life and death, people want to put things on hold until they see what's going to happen.
So a few weeks ago, McDaniel decided to apply for a job with the U.S. Census Bureau.
Because it is part-time and you can do it at night and weekends, I thought, you know, I can see this as like almost a performance art piece where it's an experience interacting with the community.
The salary varies from region to region. Here in L.A., it's a bit less than what 54-year-old McDaniel is used to earning.
The pay is $17 or $18 an hour, which, you know, you're not going to retire to Maui on something like that. But it's really not bad considering what a lot of, you know, hourly jobs pay.
In the past, finding people to fill census jobs wasn't easy, but thanks to the economic downturn, this year's been a different story.
We are blown away with the response that we've gotten from the public.
James Christie heads up the census office in Los Angeles. He says he's been amazed at the quality of the candidates, like the one he recently met in the field.
The skills that he had were just phenomenal. I mean, his handwriting was great. Everything was good about him, and I started asking him about his background. He was a medical doctor.
Most of the jobs they're recruiting for are temporary, but he says it's important work. After all, information gleaned from the 2010 census will help determine where approximately $300 billion of federal funding goes.
We will see a better census because we have people with that are more skilled and a little more attuned to what it is we're trying to do out there taking the census.
Like many other census offices throughout the country, the LA branch has been so inundated by excellent candidates, they've had to stop taking applications. But for those who missed out on this first round of hiring, don't despair. The census will begin their next round of recruiting for survey takers in the fall. In Los Angeles, I'm Alex Cohen for Marketplace.
This weekend, it's time to set your clocks forward for daylight saving. It's an annual harbinger of spring and maybe just what this country needs. Not only are the economy and stock market bumming us out, scientists say the low light of winter can depress us too. Lois Kron is a psychiatrist at the Mayo Clinic. She specializes in light therapy. Dr. Kron, the evenings will stay lighter longer now. Is that good for our mental outlook?
Well, we have to be careful. If you get too much light exposure in the evening, it can make it difficult to fall asleep. So I'm more interested in light exposure in the morning.
So falling back is better than springing forward?
Well, in a way. It's easier from a sleep standpoint.
Oh, so much for the spring forward rally on Wall Street. Doctor, how often are you seeing clients who are depressed about the economy?
Oh, that is a daily event at this point. Many people are worried about the situation they're in now and worry even more so about what the future may bring.
Doctor, what have you found most interesting about the sadness and fear our country seems to be experiencing?
Well, it's reality-based, and that's what makes it tough. You know, there have been some very significant changes in our economy, so we need people to take this seriously, make appropriate changes in their home budget, but not overreact, to have some hope that with time this will improve.
And get outside more.
Absolutely. To have balance, be physically active, get sunshine, especially in the morning.
Well, here's to sunnier days ahead.
Very good.
Dr. Lois Kron is a psychiatry professor at the Mayo Clinic. Doctor, thank you.
You're very welcome.
In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. The Dow is up 100 points or so right now, 6,696. Have a great Friday and a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.